Our sponsored cooperation with Alpha Spel continues. We had so much fun at the 40-year anniversary of Drakar Demona Dragonbane, and we've posted every single interview and panel in our podcast stream. They're all in Swedish, so we'll only release them as bonus content, so you international listeners will not get less than you should. If you never visited Alpha Spel's website, you really should. They have one of the biggest variety of games in Northern Europe, both new and used games. So if you want to check out what they have, head over to alphaspel.se, alphaspel.se. They ship by mail worldwide, and apart from the store, they have game rooms you can book, or you can just grab a game and play in their cozy pub. Now, let's get on with the adventure.
Magic! I'm learning more and more about it by the minute. So, we were at the Herkus trading post and only trying to get ourselves a couple of magical items. And then these whiners turned up. I kind of get why they're called that now. My feckin' ears. And that Yorba. She sure seems handy in a fight. That was some magic she conjured up. Blood boiling. She could have killed us all. She didn't, though. I'll be glad to set camp now. My feet are killing me. But what's that? Nissel spotted something. Huh. Random.
Ut i hundrade år. Ja visst ska hon leva. Ja visst ska hon leva. Ja visst ska hon leva. Ut i hundrade år.
Ett fyrfaldigt leve för Anneli. Hon lever hipp hipp.
Hurra! 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 Hurra!
Happy birthday Anneli.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Almost.
In five days. I'm so very happy and thankful. And also I want to thank the Academy. And I want to thank thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah. But when this airs, it will have been like a month ago.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's totally okay.
But it's the whole month is Anneli month.
Yeah. Yep. August yep. is like my month. What can I say? It's like. But thank you for real, guys. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Happy birthday.
So we should celebrate only in the episode, right?
That
we don't die this episode.
All roles are successes.
It's plain sailing. We get loads of
loot.
Crazy looting everywhere we go.
If I give you loot in the game, does that mean that I don't have to buy you a present in real life?
No. Sorry.
You have to separate.
Yeah.
You have to separate. Real life from the game.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, even though it's hard. Supposed to separately sometimes. Life from game, I'm going to send a dragon your way.
Oh, dear.
Is it a birthday dragon?
Of course it is.
No, it's a fire spewing, dangerous, killing kind of dragon.
Will I steer it?
It's going to burn you to cinder.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
Well.
Okay. Hey, you want to play a game?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to play some FBL? Forbidden Lands?
Let's do it.
Let's head into the Forbidden Lands adventure! So we finished the last episode with a random encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I need someone to make a scouting roll, because you would probably be scouting for a good place to camp, right? So someone will be scouting. Normally that's Nissel. I'm not saying it should be Nissel. Maybe you guys want to stock up on some willpower points. So, I mean, you're the ones who are here. Dominic is still up hiking somewhere, wherever. Mm-hmm. And having a great time. We miss them very much. And Jacob is filming
somewhere. We do miss them.
Yes, we miss them immensely. But who's going to make the scouting role?
Not me, because I have one.
I have none.
Well, Raph is quite adept.
He's quite a scout, huh?
He can get a bonus die from someone who's helping
me
as well.
Me too. We're helping.
If you're both helping, tell me how are you helping Raph to scout?
Well, I'm putting my hand above my brow and going...
Now the sun doesn't shade my eyes.
I'm trying to...
And Yorba is like... Oh, I try to see here if I see something, but I don't. I'm not good at scouting. You scout, okay? I help.
Well, do I get any help die from
I spy with my little eye.
Tell you what, it's Annalie's birthday, so you get two dice.
Thank you. That's so sweet. Thank
Mostly because Vani is helping as well.
Vani is totally helping.
And Mr. Boner.
And his mother.
So Raph spies with his... What?
Mr. Boner.
I'll just roll the dice.
Got it by him.
Yeah.
And that is three successes.
Dreimal.
You hear screams in the distance. Tormented screams of agony. When you get closer, you see an open area between some abandoned stone houses. Seven elves, armed with swords and bows, stand in front of a deep pit. They all wear blue feathers in their hair. And in the pit, there's an elven family. A woman, a man, and two children. They call for help, but they don't try to climb out of the pit. Two of the elves standing at the pit are using shovels to bury the family alive.
Oh.
What do you want to do?
So we see this at the same time.
You see this from afar. They have like torches and stuff. So you see this from afar. And especially with three successes.
Well, Raph quickly like rounds up the gang.
Look, they're down there. What are they doing? Are they burying them alive?
That's not...
And they even have little offsprings with them.
That's a very evil thing to do. Yes. Well, we're here for good. We should help them.
I will not approve of this.
But there are seven elves.
Well, I do not care.
Five of us.
All right. I suppose we run down there. Tell them to stop.
Yordelia actually... goes away. She goes in the front because she can't stand seeing these little offsprings, as she calls them. She can't stand seeing them. So she walks up to them.
Okay. We follow along.
Okay. You walk up there.
Yeah.
As you approach, they obviously see you, the blue feathered elves, and they say, "Halt! What are y'all doing here? This is elf business. You just move along now."
Wow.
Well, why in the world would we just stop when you're doing this? Why are you doing this?
They are traitors. They are to be executed post-haste.
What have they done?
Elf business, I told you. Now move along and we'll let you leave in peace now.
No, you see, that is not how this works, okay?
Exactly how this works.
You want to bet with
friends?
Me?
And they all point their bows at you.
She's so ready to cast her second spell because in front of
but
the
But you're
others.
Out of willpower points.
Didn't think about that now, did I? Well, but...
Can I just, for clarity, so they're elves with blue feathers and they're burying whom?
A family with kids.
Yes.
Of elves.
So woman, man, and two children. Yeah.
Okay, so of their own kind.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Huh.
Have like an elf trial.
And they say like, elf business. Mm-hmm. None of your business. Move along.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Raph steps in as well, next to Yorba.
Yorba.
Well, maybe it is your business, that is true. But...
That is right. Move along. In peace, friend.
We have every right to be here. This is not your land.
No, but this is our business we're conducting right here. So you just move along now.
What did these children do? What did they do?
Tell us.
I've never heard of a child traitor before.
Elf business, I'll tell you. Now I'm gonna give you to the count of three because I'm so very kind.
Well,
one.
Yorba is turning to Serenella.
Right.
And she's like, Serenella, can you play a little with your sword again? Play with the sword now.
Well, let me speak. No, will you? Look, Serenella can't stand watching little ones, as it were, children being tortured. So she raises Azina.
Oh. All right. This sounds like it's time to draw some initiative cards.
Yes. So ready
to fight
now.
Well, if it happens, it happens.
So ready to fight.
No. Shit's about to... How many did I say they were?
Shit's about to hit
seven
the
elves.
Yeah.
Seven elves with bows.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I mean...
This is
yeah, a, but it's like... Yorba hates when people are I mean, she, her soft... Serenella, I can just tell you. She loves the stand. Offspring and she loves the little little animals and kids. She has a soft spot
it's
for
the kids.
Them.
Okay.
She has a very soft spot for them.
And this time we won't forget about Mr. Bones.
Mr. Bones.
Ooh,
finally.
Number one is Ingela.
Yeah.
That's good.
Number 10 is our new very orc magician.
Oh, what was my name again?
Yorba. Three for Raph. And for Nissel, number six for, what's his name? Vani. Number four. And for the elves.
Nine. Good, good, good. And for Mr. Bones? Is that Nissel?
He goes with Nissel.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They go together.
They go
so,
together.
So, yeah, first up is Ingela.
Ja.
Okay.
So.
Serenella.
I'm up in my strength
show
and everything.
Them.
So, you know, fectific, as it were. So, let's see.
Shit ton of dice.
Ooh.
But only two successes. Do you want to push that? Only one damage to strength for now.
Yes, I want to push it.
Think about the children.
Ooh. Azina, that's one damage to Azina, but another three successes.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Five total.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know if I need to. There's any use of rolling armor here. Not when I don't roll any successes, anyway. Yeah. You may describe how you just run up and kill one of them.
Just one of them?
For the now.
For the now. Okay. Well, she just, Serenella, couldn't stand seeing that those little children being buried alive in that pit. So she runs up to the elf and she splits the blue feathers off their head first and she shouts, "This is for the children!" And then she slices off the top of the elf's head and then she slices it several times until the whole head is just in slices like tomato.
Wow, that's...
Like an egg that you do
salad,
this,
yeah.
That's
the
it,
egg
that's
slice
it.
Like
yes, yes.
Touches the egg for you.
Yeah.
Wow. Oof.
There you go.
Oh,
That's descriptive.
Very
rough.
Much
you're next.
So. Well, I can't top that out of the
like
top of my
literally
head.
Literally top.
No, I will... He has his javelins.
Yes.
Ready.
Yes.
And he will throw one with an enormous precision and force, hopefully.
Hopefully. That's also a shitload of dice.
Yeah, he's been training. do they have any armor?
Studded leather.
What is... Okay, so that's not too bad.
Studded leather.
Because...
It was just funny to say it in Vani's voice. Go ahead.
I whispered it, and then he said it because I wanted to do that, but I was like...
So that's two successes.
Great.
And I also want to spend two willpower points using my...
Willpower points?
Yeah. I have this talent, and it's called Path of the Arrow, rank 3.
Whoa. You have rank three.
So before the opponent rolls for armor, I can increase the damage by one for each willpower point I spend... So I'm going to spend two
that's
right off
cool.
the bat.
Fucking hell. Okay, so two, what's the weapon damage?
One.
One. Okay, so two damage from that and two from the willpower points.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's
so four total.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you may describe how you finish off another elf. They don't seem all that strong, these elves.
Mm-hmm. Much show. No.
Full mouth
spring.
And no trousers.
Thank you, thank you. That's what I was going for.
Sounds promising.
I like that, yeah. So, yeah, he throws it with enormous force into the chest of one of the elves, and it just propels the elf over the pit to the other side, pinning it to an old wooden post standing there.
Over the pit?
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, it's just... It's,
over the
pit. I mean, yeah. His technique is amazing. Mean, yeah. And then I'm going to use Path of the Arrow rank 2. Look at me using my talents here, folks.
Wow, you're such a pro. Yeah,
it's inspiring.
Because once you've used up all your actions during the round, you can spend a willpower point to immediately attack again using a ranged weapon.
Yes, and I think there is a rule about using two different ranks of the same...
It looks like this. It's tested like this.
But it's
you can do one of the effects at a time.
Yes, exactly. I was just going to say that because it's not... for the same attack that you're using, so I'm going to allow it.
Mm, okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Aww. Nice.
So I'm going to roll again.
You didn't even get any... No, because you didn't push it.
No, so I'm going to roll my other... I'm going to throw... He's going to throw his other javelin.
I'll get one of you bastards down.
And that's...
One success.
One success, and he's going to push it.
One
taking some damage, but it's okay, I think.
Oh, taking two damage even.
That's three more successes. So that's four successes.
Wow.
Right
slice
off the bat.
Them elves.
Yes.
Elves.
Elf slice.
One success for armor, though, bringing it down to two.
Three, right? This is one, two, three, four successes.
Bringing it down to three.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can narrate another javelin death if you want to.
Yeah, of course. So this time he throws with his other arm. Hitting, yeah, I know. He used both arms.
Other arms?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and he hits one of the elves in the back of the head, who is just looking the other way, trying to fire off an arrow at Nissel or something. It just skewers him through the back of the head, out through the mouth, and he just falls down however they fall down when they've got a javelin out their mouths.
That's amazing.
That's when he falls down.
Like, oh my God.
Oh my God. All right. Okay, so Vani does not want to lag behind Serenella and Van and Raph. So he just gallops Kalama straight ahead, going for one of these elves. Now Vani does not want to be... he doesn't want to lag behind Serenella and Raph. So he just starts galloping... Kalama around the elves using his bow.
Bow.
Listen, I tell you. it's two successes.
Vani.
And I think he has something that makes him able to shoot again. Four successes total.
Yeah.
And good. Armor. Nope.
No. Right?
Vani gallops Kalama forward and just in two swift motions releases two arrows. One going into the chest and one going through the eye of one of the elves.
Ew.
And it just like falls down backwards. Down into the pit, actually.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So now four dead, right?
Mm. Four dead out of seven. Nissel.
And Mr. Bones. I'm very curious to see
Let's
what
Mr. Bones...
Bones
first. Yeah. Let's do Mr. Bones first.
Finally.
Nissel just points to one of the elves and says...
Kill.
Kill.
Ooh. Yeah, right. I want to see this. Yeah. He's some kind of death knight.
Yeah. He doesn't have any vocal cords, so he can't make
He
that
has
sound.
A big sword. Mm. And he has two successes. That's three damage. One success for armor. But it's not enough. These elves are weak little fuckers. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bones just goes... runs up, draws his blade, beheads one of the elves.
Like one does.
Oh, this is a bloodbath.
It is. Mm-hmm.
This would be a little bit harder.
Yes.
And Nissel shoots his first arrow straight up into the air.
Mm.
That for warning.
Oh, he's celebrating under his birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Yay! I never had a bloody birthday like this before.
He shoots one arrow and then uses his talent to shoot a second one, and that one just grazes along one of the shoulders. Mm. And he looks at his bow and just goes like, oh, for fuck's sake.
But now there are two elves left.
Yes, and they run away. Because they did not expect this onslaught. They just took tail and run, just run away as fast as they can.
Right. Victory!
Victory.
Yeah.
Oh, good job, guys.
Oh, didn't even get to cast any spells on them. But
no, but that was a proper fight. That was.
That was a very nice fight. Very nice. Very entertaining. I will now, make use of situation, and she walks around and she starts choosing them one by one to fill up her vials with.
So, some elven blood?
Yes.
Of course.
She's looting their blood. So she's taking them one by one, just walking around.
Very methodically.
Yeah, just like, hello, let me just...
Very matter of fact.
Thank you, thank you. And the next one, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your contribution, yeah.
The parents walk up and...
Oh, aren't they in the pit?
Yes,
sorry,
but you can climb up. You can climb up.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, they're climbing up, all of them, the family. All, yeah,
you're basically busy doing her thing, so.
Oh, I was going to kneel down by the pit looking down at them benevolently. But okay, if they climb up, that's fine.
Yes, that's what
I mean. You go to the pit, you look down at them benevolently, and they reach up.
And I say...
Slap
their hand away. No, I don't.
I was like, is this the episode to bring up this this encounter, really? I don't know. Yeah.
But just a question, do I get something just because, I mean, she's collecting their blood right now for future magic?
You can note on your character sheet that you have, quote unquote, a shitload of blood.
Thank you. A shitload of blood.
That's measurement.
That's a measurement in itself.
Yes. So Raph will help them up.
They gladly accept your help.
Yeah.
Well, much obliged to you.
Why were you in the pit?
Now, we've been branded as traitors, we have.
I heard as much, but for what reason?
What for?
Well, she looks actually at Yorba.
Ah! Why are you staring? Don't judge. I just use blood, okay? I'm not drinking it.
No, that's not it at all. Blood. We were hiding some orcs. Sentenced to death.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Which orcs? And where do you keep them?
No, they unfortunately were found. We had to flee.
Oh.
And ever since, there's been bounty hunters out seeking for us.
Why were you protecting the orcs then?
Orcs are not really nice people, so to speak. Why did you help the orcs?
Why do you say that? Now, many orcs I've found to be lovely people. Well, you just met the wrong orcs then, I assume.
Ah, yeah, guess so.
What made these orcs so especially worth saving, risking your lives for?
Now, much as in the same way as you were bashing your own kind now, saying you never met any nice orcs.
No, I seldom do.
I found that my kind can be kind of judgy and kind of aloof, you know?
So we
many elves view themselves as above all our other kin.
Oh, I hate that kind.
No, I just don't take kindly to that.
No, nobody should take kindly to that.
All the kins have things going for them and things going against them, you know?
That's for sure.
Yes.
Especially orcs. I would say orcs have a very bad reputation, and it's because they are bad to the bone. I would say that. I mean, I grew up amongst them, I know. It was very hard to find people.
Why do you hate orcs so much?
I don't hate them, but it's they're very... They dislike a lot of other species and kins.
Well, you know, there's history behind that, you know?
Yeah, I don't care.
Y'all been, you know, treated very badly for a long time.
Yes, but you have to forgive. You have to let go and forgive. You can't judge people by just a few bad eggs, you know?
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
And also, when it comes to little offsprings like yours... Little cute animals. I don't know. I just can't.
Animals?
When I... No, I didn't call your offspring animals. I would call
you
my...
You almost did now.
No.
Well, you kind of did.
No. That was not my intention.
It sounded like it.
It was not what I...
Are we starting another fight?
I just said little kids, and little animals. I don't know. It's a soft spot for me. I just... It's a...
Oh, there's an and there. I didn't quite
and.
Hear
well,
that.
There is also an
and. I agree with you, Yorba. I have a soft spot for, you know, kids and things. Like, I can't see them. That's why I wanted to, like, slice that head of that elf. Because, like, I saw kids in the pit and that was...
That was a mighty slice.
I know.
It's bad. Very bad.
Well, I wouldn't feel right killing pups or children either. It's true. So now we did this. We killed these elves and now you are apparently free. So
we shall let you just go your merry way. And
Well, much obliged to you now. Mm. Is there anything else we can do for you?
Well, unless you got some gold on you or something.
Oh,
we
no,
like,
no, no, no,
no,
oh,
no, wrong.
Honorable thing.
I'm
you have,
sorry,
you have to,
we are quite
you
meager.
Can see their clothing in there, you know.
Yeah, you might loot the dead ones.
I think it might be a good idea to see what riches they have on their bodies, those elf people.
I already took what
you
I
go
need
right
from
ahead
them.
Now, and we'll be on our way. Thank you. Much obliged, and may all the gods of Ravenland forever shine on your path.
The same to you, and beware of
thanks very much.
The bad ones.
Aye, and I think this was the last bounty hunter set for us, so reckon we'll be safe. Thank you.
Right.
Good night to y'all.
Yes,
good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Let's see what these have to offer.
Well, I just took what I need from them.
What
you can
do
take
I find?
The others.
Raf starts also picking through the corpses.
I know that
he's
one
learning. He's
gold.
Learning how to do
that. That one over there, he has gold. Mm. I saw it. Mm. Well, I have my gold. I don't need it. I just need it.
Serenella, you find 5 gold pieces on one elf.
Oh, I'm rich. Look at that.
And Emily, you found 1 copper piece on another
fucking
elf.
Fucking shit. Copper piece?
Yep.
Is Nissel going to be on her ass about this?
Tias, you find 3 silver pieces on another elf.
Mm-hmm.
Will someone write for Nissel and Mani, please?
I'll do it.
Thanks very much. Much obliged.
Much obliged.
Nissel finds 4 gold.
4 gold.
Vani finds 3 coppers.
I get 1 copper.
You see, me and Nissel, we...
What now?
We're like the top of the pile now. Like, we got the money and things, but we
keep
will share
you
with
keep
the rest
dreaming.
Of you, of course.
Nissel blushes and then walks away.
He's like, I don't care, I got magic. I would have that on a t-shirt, like, fuck y'all, I got magic.
That's right.
Fuck y'all, I got magic.
Mm.
But you have to say it in character, in a proper scene
fuck
for that.
Y'all, I got magic.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just want a t-shirt where it just says feck.
Feck it, feck.
Just that.
It's actually one of my favorite lines from The Adventure Zone. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Feck.
Not spontaneously, no.
No?
But which one is it?
Abraca, fuck you!
What?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Abraca, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It's when the wizard in Adventure Zone, Taco,
okay.
Very early in the campaign, like the first season, he says, Abraca, fuck you, in character voice. Very
that's
funny.
Fun.
Yeah, I love the Adventure Zone. Mm. Apart from us, they're the best.
Apart from us.
Yeah. At number 2.
But anyway, in the Forbidden Lands.
They actually have been number 1 on Anworld's list as well. They were number 1 the first year. We were number 1 the year 3 or 4.
Keeping good company.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
So it's us, the Adventure Zone, and 1 or 2 more.
Yeah.
That's ever been number 1.
We should totally have a party.
We should totally have a party. Come on, McElroy brothers. Where's the invitation?
Come on. We're inviting you.
It can't be the same episode as Julie Andrews, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's the week after.
Everyone
can join.
Yes.
So,
a few others.
So in the Forbidden Lands.
Yeah, I love that.
Do you want to make camp?
Yes. You mentioned about some stone buildings here. That seems like perfect for making camp.
Camp.
Yeah,
camp,
I'll allow +2 bonus die, +1 help. So that's a total of +3 bonus dice for survival roll for
Mr.
making
GM.
Camp.
Okay, so we do it? Yes?
He does it.
And I help.
Yes.
Oh, six. One six. One success. That's enough.
That is actually enough. So neat. So he doesn't really make a camp. He more points out, like, okay, maybe these houses are the ones we sleep in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So but it's enough. Mm. It's
for
enough.
For sleeping. Mm.
Mm-hmm. For sleeping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm? You can sleep in that one, and I can sleep in this.
I sleep in this one.
Oh, this has a nice roof. Oh, maybe I should sleep in that.
I liked the decoration.
Where's Nissel sleeping?
Oh.
No, I didn't mean that. Well. I'll take the one. Forget it. I'm half, half, puff. She walks off.
I think you should share the house with Nissel, yeah? Mm.
No, we anyway, I can't hear anything. My hearing's bad.
You could
Bye.
Have a good time. Yes, you could have fun, no? No? Sometimes so it's fun to have
do
fun.
Do you take turns taking watch?
Yeah,
I can start watching.
You're so eager. Okay. Okay, well, then third shift, please.
Let me make a random roll. No, an account.
A random encounter roll, do you mean?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, fuck it, fuck it.
Fuck.
Nothing happens. You sleep the night in peace.
Oh. Long rest, long rest, long rest.
Yes, now!
What the?
What the? Now you get back your strength, agility, wits, empathy, whatever you've lost.
Red.
Yay!
Get it back!
So good.
I didn't know I lost it.
This is the last of three episodes in a row we're recording with the stats. You know, is that very obvious?
We'll keep it together.
I'm keeping it
keep together.
Trying.
Yes, just yes, yes.
Barely.
Trying.
Doing it.
Yes.
So we.
Are you back on top?
Yes.
I've been staying on top.
I'm here.
Always on top.
Yeah, yeah. Always
on top. Solid as a rock.
All right. This is.
Yes. Next day. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
West.
You want to go west? All right. That is, yeah, going through the hills, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they're staying for some breakfast, I guess. I mean, they just woke up, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I needed to roll your food dice.
Mm. Oh, let's do that. Food die. Let's do that.
Yeah, it's D8 for the most of you, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Ah, there it is.
Oh, I got a 2.
So you go down to D10.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're good. Ingla. And you're good.
Awesome. So she...
I'm going to roll for one, and he's good. Nissel is good.
Awesome. Because your deli, I just baked some blood bread.
Ooh.
It's they're all the bread.
All for it.
The bread.
It was like, ooh.
It's like ooh, big round, roundish pieces of black bread that she hands out eagerly for them to eat, because she feels a little bit ashamed about what happened with her magic mishap, making their blood boil and everything. So she's she's handing
the blood back to
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like,
it's all about blood with you, isn't it?
So she's like, I just want to express my apologize for this. What happened with my? I don't know what happened with my arm and my finger. I'm very sorry about that. So this is blood bread. I use this for getting my strength back, you know, iron and things. It's very good. It's very nice to eat. It tastes better than it looks like, okay?
It tastes a bit sort of metally.
It's good for you. It's good for your spirits and your wits and everything. It's good.
I will try it.
Yes. It's I'm very sorry about what happened, and I just want you to know that I don't share my emotions that easy with people I just met. I'm sorry about that too. I just want you to know that being an orc child, growing up in with the orcs, having magical abilities like I do, it's not hard. It's not easy. It's hard. So
I understand. Raph is picking at the bread, smelling it.
Is this animal blood?
Very or? No. It's actually from the. From the Rust brothers that I took the life of, you know.
Is that okay for you? Like, you don't get like some sort of don't become nasty by drinking the blood of
no.
the no.
No, it's actually makes you even stronger. You get the
strength. I will try it.
Yes. This is a good bread.
I think so too. I would buy the necks anyway. Taste their blood.
See, it's very animalistic. Like it's very. It's that instinct you got. It's like, it's perfect. You know, you understand it.
I must say, I'm glad to hear you say this. because I was thinking, why is she with us if she does not want to talk? But
it's very hard for me to open up with people I just know. So I try to work on myself to get it to be easier, but you know, it's hard. So
listen, my mother.
Oh no!
She always tell me, Vani, you have to talk about your feeling. You have to tell your friends about your feeling, how you are feeling now, how you were feeling yesterday, how you will feel tomorrow. She tell me, Vani, you must tell your friends.
Well, I'm not going to be the one who talks about the feelings a lot, but sometimes I need to explain a little bit about myself, especially in the beginning, okay?
Alright, so it's a bit like this bread. We get it in small bits and pieces, huh?
Yes, that is very nice analogy.
Forceful.
Very nice. Thank you.
Well, very poetic, Raph.
Analogy. You think so, huh?
I know this.
Yes, you are. I noticed many times you are very poetic when you talk. You say many wise things, even though you don't know it yourself.
Well, I do know, actually.
And also he has a keen sense of smell, I heard. So yeah, I'm starting to get to know you as well.
He does, he like smells poo everywhere, yes. Like, or different smells that I don't smell. I'm learning a lot from Raph, actually. But I just want to say, like,
Yordelia, maybe it's easier for you.
Yordelia.
To say Yordelia.
I just want you to know, like, this group of people here that you see in front of you. These are people who have actually struggled a lot to get to this point. And we're all like not really belonging anywhere. And we sort of belong together, if you know what I mean. So for anyone to come and, you know, tag along, like we need to be able to trust you. Do you see what I mean? So how can we trust you?
No, that is the problem. I don't think you can, because you just met me, and I would not trust anybody like that. So you know, I guess you have to.
I get you. It'll have to grow. It'll have to grow in time.
You have to grow in time. And if you don't like me, hey, you say Yordelia, you have to go. We don't like you. It's like okay.
That's kind of a good answer, actually.
It's very honest.
Because if you trust someone. Day number one, you are not a wise man. But if you trust someone, day number two, also not very wise.
That is also very true.
And day number three,
in the future
you trust, that is when trust comes.
Exactly. But you know what? We just finished my nice blood bread here, and we can just, we will go west now, okay?
I feel fortified. That's a lot of blood there.
See, that's the iron levels in your body getting better. So let's go west now. And
you're heading west through the hills. Yeah. Let's see if something happens in the hills. You're keeping south of the river. You're keeping south of the river.
Yeah. Why cross the river if you don't have to?
Exactly.
21. What does that mean? Uh-oh. You just say these numbers. I don't know what they mean.
That means. Are no random encounters.
So how do we know? So what's the system here?
Look, I rolled D66.
Yeah, yeah.
If I roll up to 36.
Nothing happens.
Like the bottom half.
All right, right.
Nothing happens.
Okay, sorry.
If I roll 41 and above, something happens.
Okay, if all you listeners, if you already knew this.
Now we know.
Fine, I managed to forget.
I don't think many listeners knew this. A few patrons that have.
I mean, it's nice to know why you're actually spouting numbers, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So now we know. We can all share, join in the fun.
21.
Nothing happens. Right?
22? Who knows?
Are you traveling through lands you haven't traveled through before? Yes, you are. Yes. So I do need a lead the way role for you not to get lost or something like that. This isn't scouting. This is leading the way, though.
Raph is good at all of that.
It's survival.
Survival.
Maybe Raph offers to do it.
All right. Yeah. Sure.
And this is not. This is something you need to do by yourself, or do you do it together?
For everybody, huh?
We help you.
We help.
No, I'm not sure. You get called up there.
Nay.
Hey.
Nay.
Hey.
Nay.
Also, I mean, I have a talent called?
I have a talent.
I have a talent.
I have a talent.
It's called Path of the Forest, actually.
So we're not in the forest now.
No, but it says Path of the Forest too. You're a master at surviving in the wilderness. I mean, this is wilderness.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. But I mean, everything in Forbidden Lands is wilderness.
But I mean, there isn't path of the grassland, path of the hills, path of the mountains. Come on.
Okay.
Read on.
Okay. So when you forage, hunt, or lead the way, you succeed automatically if you spend a willpower point. You can roll first and spend the point if you fail.
That sounds like your thing. That still sounds like something you should do more often.
Yeah. I mean, I can auto...
Success.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good.
After you roll, that's fucking
that's
great.
Good. Yeah. That's good.
I just want to show off my talents.
That's new.
It's that kind of episode for me.
Yeah.
All right. So
Is this the episode name? Raph's talents?
I don't know if it's that prominent in the episode.
Talent of Raph.
No.
Talents of Raph.
I think pits and blood bread. I think
pits and blood bread.
That's
funny. Blood bread and pits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pits armpits and blood bread. Yeah.
Armpits and ew.
What? What? No. What?
No armpits. Come on.
Ew.
That was a very dark and serious moment with that family in that pit.
Yes.
It was emotionally troublesome for all of us.
Yes.
Okay, can I roll?
Yes. Deodorant.
One success. No, actually, that's this one is cocked. Two successes.
Was it cocked, though? Was it cocked, though? I don't think
success.
It was cocked.
Just say cocked.
How can you see that good from over there to my little dice tray over here?
Don't try to cheat on me.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to.
I'll bring that GM hammer down heavy on your ass.
I didn't mean to cheat. I'm sorry.
But I mean, one is all you need.
Yeah.
You do manage to traverse the land safely for this two quarter days, because we're not doing every quarter day, because we want to speed this journey up so we can start adventuring in the Blood March.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At the end of the day, you reach the river. And if you have the Forbidden Lands map in front of you, or if you will check up the Forbidden Lands map of the journeys of the Band of Forest that I'm actually almost about to finish as we record this episode, you can follow the journeys of the Band of Forest.
Where's that? Available
on Facebook and Twitter and maybe Instagram. I don't
know.
Okay.
Cool.
On the internets.
On the internet. Can't wait. So there's a river going westwards with a small lake, and you pass south of the very, very small lake. And then there's a way where like three rivers meet, or two rivers from the west meet and join together and flow eastwards. But you're going westwards. You're going upstream.
Yeah, we need to cross the river.
Yeah, somewhere. And by that crossing, and by that joining of the two rivers that are flowing eastwards, there's a village to the north of the river, but you're south of the river.
Right.
So if you want to avoid that, you can. And just cross the river towards evening time.
Okay, so we can have a short discussion, maybe.
Yeah.
Right. So we are... there's a village...
It's true, yes. I can see it.
Do we need anything?
No.
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 We don't. So let's just, you know, set
up. Move on.
Yes.
Yes. Decision taken.
We want to get a headway, you know.
Mm. Band of Force takes a decision. I like it.
Oh, a fast decision.
I'm very impressed.
Unconventionally
this is the way
fast decision. You avoid the village, you keep on moving south of the river.
Stupid
and
village.
Then you cross the southern river that flows towards the northeast. Yeah. Matthias is pointing at the map. It's very uninteresting for your listeners to hear this, but
there's a map.
We're crossing a river.
Since you succeeded with lead the role,
lead the way.
The way you cross the river safely. You find a ford, you cross the river, and it's evening time, and it's time to make camp once more.
Camp.
I like travel, I must confess. Something about this landscape ever changing.
Oh, it's beautiful, Raph, isn't it?
New sights.
It's very nice. You see different trees everywhere. It's like, oh, did I see this tree before? No, I didn't. This is another tree.
New tree.
It's one of my favorite things, though, like
trees.
Just traveling with you guys.
You see, as you cross the river, you see Nissel's eyes looking out westwards and. Yeah, just before you crossed the river, he started looking southwards a bit, And then you cross the river, and then he's looking out towards the plain. And he's more silent than he usually is.
Nissel.
Hi.
What's up, like? You seem a bit distant.
No, Serenella, it's just like, you know, I've been traveling close to here before, and well, you know, to the south here, that's where we faced off with the Morani of the Iron Guards for the first time.
Oh, that sounds epic.
Aye, we slew Morani there, and then, well, now we hear talk of her being back again. I just don't know what to make of it. And as we cross the river here and I look out over the plain here, that's the Muldena plain.
Oh. So, there's like a bit of trepidation.
I know Verena was from here. You know, she always said, I'm Verena from the Muldena plain. Oh. It just makes me think, I'm just thinking of the old times, you know.
I understand. I know memories. Memories are like, I don't know, pockets of pain, aren't they?
Aye, they can be that. They can be that. That they can. Pockets of pain.
Sometimes you have to dig deep into those pockets to find what you're looking for, huh?
Aye, that's true, Ralph.
Pockets full of pain. You should never go into them and grab with your fingers in the pockets of pain. It's bad.
Lisa. You should
forget about the PM, okay?
Yeah, so Nissel, he's been a bit, you know, down for a while and thinking about the big epic battle against Morani and the Iron Guards, where the Band of Force were successful in the first season finale, and then crossing the river, looking out over the Muldena Plain, the home of Arena. She never really said where on the plain she was from, so it's just like a general area.
Mm. It sounds really big. I mean, the plains.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a big plain. It's one of the biggest plain in the Ravenlands. Mm.
Mm.
So yeah, but it's time to make camp. Who wants to do that?
Yeah, Raph is warming up to this sort of making camp role. Mm-hmm. He's gotten.
Yeah.
And he's happily accepting help from anyone who wants to.
Yordania is helping.
What do you do to help?
Well, I put my hand above my brow and I look around to see nobody's coming.
That's making camp.
No, sorry.
We're not. She's scouting.
I'm going, Serenella.
I'm rubbing stones together and making fire.
You have to.
Oh, goodness.
And you cannot take any stones. Well, okay.
Yordelia is collecting sticks and stuff to build a fire.
Sticks and stuff and banging stones together. There's your two help dice.
Yeah, yeah. I've never been helped more than this.
Yeah, just like, I'm collecting sticks and shit.
Oh, this is the worst roll I've had this...
that's a bad roll.
This episode,
that's
a bad
roll. Two failures, no successes.
Can I...
You
know what? I'm going to push that because I'm going to...
Are you throwing the dice in character, are you?
What?
No, just kidding.
I'm going to push.
Miss up.
Oh, there's one success. And three failures. So I'm completely spent. I need to rest. I cannot take first watch.
Well, I feel quite strong. Like,
I think Nissel, as always, have been resting while you make camp, so he can be the scout.
Right,
actually,
I don't really want to. I think I'll leave it to Nissel.
But I will make a random encounter roll for this evening. 36, what the fuck?
Isn't that...
No, that's the highest you can roll and still on the bottom half.
Okay,
and
now
not
I get it.
An encounter.
Okay, so you need 37 or above. Okay, sorry.
You can't roll 37, it's 41. It's the next one.
Oh!
Yeah, that's true. It's a
D66. The D66 is a wit.
Mm. Well, nothing happens then.
Uneventful night. Nissel has been, you know, rubbing dirt and shit on his boots and clothes all night. To get this, you know, really pungent odor.
Can we see the mountains? I mean, are we getting closer?
No, you can't see any mountains.
You can't.
No.
It's too far away.
No. They're too far away.
All right.
I mean, the closest mountains are still the Merimanian Mountains to the south. that you left a few days ago.
Is that like the Marimanian dwarf?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. See, it's morning now, right?
Good morning.
I'm just trying to...
Yes. Morning dawns and Nissel wakes you all and says... No, I'll let Dominic say that next episode, I think.
Okay.
What's he going to say?
I've done Nissel enough. I've had enough.
But you've done
Nissel.
A sterling mm-hmm. job.
Yes.
Yes.
And Varney, come on.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
Varney is a bit easier. I have to tell you, he's a lot easier
listen,
than
my mother.
Than
my mother.
Oh, that yes, northern English fire. Accent, it's
tricky.
It's tricky. I fall into Irish all the time when I try to do northern English. It's so. That's why I really try not to do goblins because he's the goblin, and therefore goblins speak with northern English accent. And that's why there are so few goblins in this campaign.
Hopefully we'll hear that northern English accent.
Yes, yes. And also Jacob with his
of course.
Lovely Vani and his mother and all that.
Aren't we a nice gang?
Yes, yeah, we are. Speaking about accents, I was really close to doing the Arnold thingy there for a while when the...
You mean
pumping iron.
No, but when...
We're here to pump you up.
No, what, with the magical mishap.
Oh,
and I was like,
I see.
I was like, falling into the Arnold trap. You know that Arnold trap that you can find.
Nice, yeah. Those are everywhere.
Lovely mishap. Thank you, Daniel, for that mishap.
Yes, thank you, Daniel.
Nice. That was dark.
That was a really good. Yes. I mean, it was made for Oddvir, but it really fitted.
What's it called? Please make it stop.
Exactly. How do I stop this?
Yeah, how do I stop this?
How do I make it stop? Something like that, yeah.
That was a nasty thing.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, I think maybe now that we have a sorcerer here, I think we will ask our patrons to make another magic mishap table. Because
what's gonna
I think it. we've gone through most of the old one for Oddvir. I think
there
aren't that many left
and
that
we have
oopsie poopsie
and
alcoholic and
all that.
Please bring on the pains, right?
What's that kind of be called?
No. So we'll ask our patrons on Discord and maybe on Patreon as well Patreon
and
Discord.
Write some for Yordelia.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's get some Yordelia magic mishap so I can
so you can cause havoc.
What else she can do? This
she can do.
She's very
secretive.
She's been a one-trick pony thus far, only using one spell.
Yeah,
she's quite melancholy and she's quite secretive. So I think you can trust her, but I'm not sure yet.
Mm. You'll have to see.
Not quite sure yet.
Mm. Maybe she has hidden traitor. You don't know. You never
you
know.
We've met them before.
You have. You have. So, thanks so much for joining me today, guys.
Thank you.
Excellent job as always.
Yes.
And thank all y'all for listening.
Thank you, Mari.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening so very much.
We do.
It's and when we get to meet you on these live shows,
it's so much fun.
It is so much fun, and we just like please come up. Like if you feel like maybe I shouldn't come up us on live, give us a hug, all that, share with us your favorite moments, all that, you know,
and
so we have a lot of live shows coming up. See us then when Sweden rolls once again.
Listen to Sweden Rolls playing Forbidden Lands by Free League Publishing, starring Jakob Hultkrantz Hansson, Anneli Heed, Ingela Lund, Mattias Redbo, and Dominic Kelly. If you like Sweden Rolls, tell all your friends about us and spread the good word. That's the best way for us to grow, you know. Also follow us on social media to get news, opportunities for giveaways, and whatnot. And if you really, really like us, go to
patreon.com/swedenrolls. There we have some great rewards and stuff for our patrons who support us. We appreciate your support so much. Thank you. The music for Sweden Rolls, as always, by myself, Andreas Lundström. Until our next episode, goodbye and farewell.